This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania at the 35th World Open. The tournament is coming to a conclusion. There's still some games going on. As of right now, there's a seven-way tie for first at 6.5. Alexander Shabalov is still playing and has a chance to break into the tie for first. But a lot of other results are in, and with me now I have FIDE Master William Morrison, who actually got tied for first in the under 2400 section. It's been a while since we have talked to the Exterminator, as he is also known. Give us kind of a rundown of how you did in the tournament and how it is that you performed so well.
I did pretty well. You know, I prepared for this tournament. I use Chess Informat, the computers, databases, and just going over games with different people, you know, several masters. Troy Roberts won from Baltimore. You know, he showed me a nice system in the perk. So what I do is I borrow systems from other masters that look very effective, and I put my own twist to them. So that was one method or several methods I used to prepare for this tournament. And I was very confident. Because, you know, at one point I had a rating of 2,500, and that gives me a lot of confidence to do well in the under 2,400 section. So.
Okay. Now, we know you as, again, the Exterminator, and you have really gained a reputation for your blitz play, but we also have noticed that you've been kind of out of action for the last few years. Mm-hmm. Are we seeing now a comeback with the Exterminator?
Most definitely. You know, I had to take care of my family and get some things nailed down, my career. And now that things are more stable, I'm back in the chess. I've always been into chess, but off the tournament set, you know. I've always studied lines, followed the progress of the world candidates. And, you know, now I'm back.
Okay. Now, you have two IM norms. You almost had a third at the Wilbur Page. That was back in 2001. Do you foresee going for any norms in the near future, any tournaments you have in mind?
Norms are so hard to get, not because of my strength, but because a lot of times, you know, you have to be invited to international tournaments. Playing an open tournament, trying to get a norm, is almost like the lottery. You know, you have to be paired with the right people, the right foreigners, the right FIDE rating. You know, there are too many variables to gain a international master norm in this way. You know, in Europe, if I was living in Europe, I think this would have been done a long time ago.
Are you talking about the international master or the grandmaster?
Well, I would have nailed the international master and probably be working on the grandmaster.
Now, there are, Maurice Ashley was here for a couple of days during this tournament, and he's the, as of now, he's the only African-American grandmaster. What do you say would be some of the ways that we can perhaps produce more talent through the pipeline in terms of grandmasters or even international masters?
Well, one thing that we're doing now is we're getting together. For example, Baltimore played Philly. You know, the brothers played each other, and you know, the brothers in Baltimore went to Philadelphia and played a little match, a six-board match. And now we are preparing to widen that and bring D.C. into it, Philadelphia, and New York City. And we're going to get together, you know, maybe 20 or 30 brothers and, you know, share ideas, play blitz tournament, just network, all these different things. So I think we have to start looking at it from a, you know, get-together point of view and start discussing things and doing things together.
What about the old black bear tradition of getting together for these one-on-one 30-game matches? What do you think about that method?
I think that method is great. It's great for publicity. You know, people like shootouts. That's like the old West. You know, two people get together and we have definite rules. And that it's always been very effective. You know, it's worked. It has worked. And, you know, people are very satisfied with that system.
Now, you, a few years ago, you played Oladapo Adu in one of these matches. I think it was 28 games, and that was covered on the Chess Drum, and it was a very exciting event. Did that training, match help you in any way?
Well, you know, I took a break shortly after that, so I don't know if that helped in any way, you know, for this tournament. But matches like that have always helped me, you know, because you get a chance to throw your theory out there and see how it works, you know, just a real quick glimpse of what, you know, your theory looks like versus a strong player like a Dew, who's an international master. And, you know, so I like it for training.
And you also put your pride on the line.
Right, your pride. So you know you're going to play the, you know, your hardest, you know, because everyone's pride's on the line.
Good. Now, in terms of the overall chess community, I mean, there's a lot of issues in United States chess. Tournaments are struggling. This World Open had, someone told me, between 1,100 and 1,200 players. And this tournament is in Valley Forge, and it hadn't been here for a number of years, I understand. What do you think can be done to improve tournaments like this to give players more opportunities to get norms and to get good results?
Right. The base of chess has to be widened. School children have to start playing at a massive level. And then sponsors would be interested in, you know, sponsoring school children's events. And then from there, you know, I think that things could grow. We need sponsorship. We need money. We need people that have the means and the resources to be interested in chess.
Okay. Well, that's all the questions I have. If there's anything that you have to say to the Chess Drum audience?
I want to say that I'm happy that I won this tournament, tied for first at the World Open under 2400. And I'm back, and you'll hear a lot more from me. Thank you.
We're looking forward to hearing more from you as well. This is the Exterminator, William Morrison, and we're in Valley Forge, and we're signing off at the Chess Drum. Thanks.